This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 36. Start with Promotus his rebus, disturbed by these things. Quintus Titurius, so this is Sabinus. Cum pro quo conspexisit, when from afar he had caught sight of Ambiorigen, Ambiorix, suos cohortandum, encouraging his own men. Interpretem suum, Gnaeum Pompeium ad eum mittit, sends his interpreter Gnaeus Pompeius to him, rogatum, to ask, ut sibi militibusque parcet, that he spare him and his soldiers. Ille appellatus respondet, he, when addressed, replied, si velit secum colloqui, licere. If he wishes to speak with him, it is permitted. Sperare, he hopes that, multitudine impetrari posse, that this thing can be gained as a request from the multitude. Quod ad militum salutem pertineat, which pertains to the safety of the soldiers. Now you can reverse that and you can say he hopes what pertains to the safety of the soldiers could be obtained from the people. So you could do the quod, the relative clause first. Ipsi vero nihil nocitum iri. You've got your future passive infinitive here, and then you've got ipsi, the dative. Noceo is one of those special verbs that means to be harmful to. So that he himself truly injury will be done. All right, so to him certainly no injury will be done. Interponere suam fidem, he pledges his faith in eam rem, in this situation. All right, so translating the first part again. Disturbed by these things, Quintus Titurius, when from afar had caught sight of Ambiorix encouraging his men, sends his interpreter Gnaeus Pompeius to him to ask that he spare him and the soldiers. That man, so Ambiorix, when addressed, responds that if he wishes to speak with him, it is permitted. He hopes that what pertains to the safety of the soldiers can be obtained from the people, that to him certainly no injury will be done, and that he pledges his faith in this situation. Ille communicat, that man, so Sabinus, consults cum cota saucio, with the wounded cota, sivitiatur, if it should seem appropriate, ut excedant pugna, that they depart from the battle, et colloquantur una, and talk together, cum Ambiorige, with Ambiorix. Sperare, he hopes, impetrari posse, abeo, that from him it can be gained. As a request, de sua ac militum salute, concerning his own and the soldier's safety. Cota negat, so Cota says, iturium, that he will not go. So the nego negari is to deny. So you could say he denies that he will go. You could also say that he says that he will not go. So you can split up that negative. That he will not go ad armatum hostem, to a armed enemy, atque in eo, and in that, perseverat, he perseveres. You could also say on this point, he remains stubborn. You could even say he persists. So the whole thing from line 8 to 11 again. So that man consults with the wounded cota, if it should seem appropriate, that they depart from battle and talk together with Ambiorix. He hopes that from him it can be gained as a request concerning his and the soldiers' safety. Colda says that he will not go to an armed enemy, and he remains stubborn on this point. All right, so that is all of chapter 36. I think we definitely need to compare the attitudes of Colda and Sabinus towards Ambiorix and talk about, you know, why does Colda refuse to negotiate any further? What does it tell us about Sabinus that he wants to negotiate with Ambiorix even after a second betrayal? I think some of the aspects of Colda's conduct echo what Caesar might have done. But definitely, you know, how is Sabinus not like Caesar? And we could even go back to the Aeneid and talk about, you know, how is Aeneas like Colda? How is he unlike Sabinus? Okay, so we're going to do some discussions on that and try to compare the two works.